Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 19, 1805. Seaman bitten by a beaver. Seaman, Lewis's dog, was bitten by a beaver today. Lewis writes the details of the day.
Last night was disagreeably cold. We were unable to set out until 8 o'clock a.m. in consequence of a heavy fog, which obscured the river in such a manner that we could not see our way. This is the first we have experienced in anything like so great a degree. There was also a fall of dew last evening, which is the second we have experienced since we have entered this extensive, open country. At 8, we set out and proceeded, as yesterday, by means of the cord principally. The hills are high, and the country similar to that of yesterday. Captain Clark walked on shore with two of the hunters and killed a brown bear. Notwithstanding that it was shot through the heart, it ran at its usual pace near 1/4 mile before it fell. One of the party wounded a beaver, and my dog, as usual, swam in to catch it. The beaver bit him through the hind leg and cut the artery. It was with great difficulty that I could stop the blood. I fear it will yet prove fatal to him. On Captain Clark's return, he informed me that he had from a hilltop of one of the adjacent heights, he discovered the entrance of a large stream of water which discharged itself into the Missouri on the larboard side, distant 6 or 7 miles. From the same place, he also saw a range of mountains bearing west, distant of 40 or 50 miles. They appeared to proceed in a south-southwest direction. The north-northeast extremity of these mountains appear abrupt. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 19, 1805.
The river Clark saw was the Musselshell, and the mountains were the Little Rocky Mountains in Phillips and Blaine counties. Tomorrow, exploring the Musselshell River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.